Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trundlebed Tales Radio. This is the update for May 2011. This is a new series. This is the second one where we kind of give you an update on what's happening in Laura fandom. And I did one last month for April, and it went over so well, I decided I was going to do one for this month. But May has been such a busy month. So far, I've just been a little late with it, and I think there's still enough to talk about what's going on. First off, with Trundlebed Tales Radio. Now, again, if you're listening to this, you're probably streaming it on the website, but if you're out and about, you can also listen, call into your cell phone while it's on live. The number is 714-242-5253. Or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. Also, you can download it from iTunes if you want to take it with you on the go. But if you do watch it streaming on the website, you can participate in the chat during the live episodes. You can ask questions, make comments. And also, for the upcoming episodes, I have uploaded pictures, so there'll be a little slideshow going if you stream it right from the site. I've already had two episodes so far this month. The first one was Seeking Laura Letters, and I really encourage anybody who is a Laura fan at all to either listen to that one or at least read the page that I also have the link to on the radio show page right under that. That's the Seeking Laura Letters section of my website, because it is an ongoing project that I think is really useful, and I could use the help in getting the word out. Then I also started a new series of sort of sub-episodes this month. You see, when I was doing the conference prep for last year, I did a series of blog posts on Beyond Little House called And One More on the Way, which I thought was a clever takeoff on a Loretta Lynn song, but I don't think anybody else got it. But the posts were popular anyway, and I decided maybe just some straight travel information in a short episode would be something people would be interested in too. So my very first episode I did yesterday, and I'm calling it Travel Times with the TT, like Trundlebed Tales. And the first one was interviewing Aaron Wings, who is the Dean of Library Services at Kirkwood Community College and is also a frequent participant in the RAGBRAI Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa. So it's really kind of interesting to get an insider's viewpoint, and I'm sometimes going to be talking about places to travel to and things I've done myself, and sometimes I'm going to bring in an expert like I did with Aaron. So I hope you'll enjoy that and check out the Travel Times episodes as well. Later this month, in fact, on the 18th, we're going to talk to Ann Leash from the Ingalls Homestead about the DeSmet pageant, whose 40th anniversary is this year. So if you've been waiting for an excuse to go to DeSmet, this is it. And during the third weekend in July, I'm actually going to be out there speaking as part of the program. So I hope that you will all get a chance to come out there and visit us in DeSmet. When I got started on this, I said I wanted it to be mainly about Laura, but I also wanted it to be about other things that were related to Laura. And one of those things is Child Lit. And the last episode I have scheduled for this month, which will be on May 25th, is featuring Barbara Lounsbury, who is an expert on Nancy Drew and the woman ultimately known as Mildred Wirt Benson, who was a writer. She wrote a large percentage of the original Nancy Drew books. She was an Iowan, got a master's degree from the University of Iowa. And if you read those early Nancy Drew books, it's pretty plain that she set them in Iowa, though when they read to them in the 50s, they kind of tried to move the setting to New England. So I am really looking forward to that, and I think anybody who likes Laura, the spunky pioneer girl, probably also likes Nancy Drew, the spunky detective. So I hope you'll join me for that on the 25th. And as always, if you have any questions you want to ask, even if you can't do it live, you can always email me ahead of time. You can tweet me on Twitter. You can make a comment on the blog site. So whatever, if you have any questions, be sure to ask. Also, on the Trundle Bed Tales YouTube site, I just recently uploaded a video that shows Wendy McClure, who wrote The Wilder Life, at her author book reading at Prairie Life Bookstore here in Iowa City. It's a little highlights video, and I think it'll give you kind of a flavor of what it is to go to one of Wendy's readings. Wendy is continuing to do readings. I think she's in Wisconsin right now, but you can check with her website to find out exactly where she's going. And there's also been several events added to the Allison Engram's website. So check those out for the rest of the month. I want to next turn our attentions to the Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association. Now, that's the group that is behind both the Laura Palooza Conference and the Beyond Little House site. And we've been having a busy time there as well. It may, when we started the group, we decided that anybody who joined within the first 2 years would be considered a charter member. We are running out of time on that. It's supposed to end at the end of May. Any memberships that we receive after June 1st are supposed to go towards the next year. So if you want to be a charter member and aren't yet, go ahead and email me. You can do that at info@trundlebedtales.com. And I've got a batch of 20 letters sitting here on the floor for the last batch that I have to finish up and get sent out hopefully this weekend. So it's been a busy time on that. It's catching the last few people with the charter membership. If you already are a charter membership, your membership will expire July 1st, 2011, and we'll be asking people to renew then, but that is what's coming up in June. If you didn't have it on your schedule yet, the Laura Palooza Conference for next year is going to be held July 12th to the 14th. And we're also starting to look at having some kind of members event, among other things that we're doing at the conference. And there's a post on the Beyond Little House page. There's also a poll on the Beyond Little House Facebook page asking what kind of a members event you might be interested in, whether you'll actually get there this time or not. We're looking at a Wednesday afternoon evening reception. A block. Other breakfast with sections labeled by interests, for example, use of the books in schools, TV show, child lit, etc. And we're still looking for other ideas. We really want to have a members event that's appealing to the membership. So please respond and let us know what it is exactly that you're interested in doing. And I also wanted to make sure that I did a quick rundown on the home sites, because most of them are either open to April 1st or going to be opening sometime this month. So let me just do a quick rundown for you. Pepin, Wisconsin opens on May 15th. Independence, Kansas opened on April 1st. Walnut Grove, Minnesota, April 1st. Baroque, Iowa, April 1st. Spring Valley, Minnesota, June 1st. DeSmet, South Dakota, remains open all year for limited hours, but extends hours and opens Saturdays starting May 2nd, and is open 7 days a week starting June 1st. The Ingalls Homestead in DeSmet, South Dakota, opens May 28th. Mansfield, Missouri, opened on March 1st. Malone Burke, New York opened May 28th, and Keystone, South Dakota will open June 1st. So if you're planning to go before their official opening season, make sure you get a hold of somebody and make sure that you'll actually be able to get in. And if you're looking for the contacts, if you go to the Beyond Little House website and go under Go Beyond, it gives you all the contact information that I think you'll need. I want to remind everybody that if you are enjoying Trendlebed Tales on the radio, you can also have me come in person as a speaker. You can also follow me on Twitter under Trendlebed Tales. You can friend me on Facebook. If you do that, make sure you put a note with it that you're a Laura fan. I approve Laura fans, but I don't just approve other people who I don't know. So make sure you say that you're a Laura fan. There is also a Trendlebed Tales YouTube site, and I think that's about it for right now, but we're always looking to expand the Trendlebed Tales brand. If you haven't yet come up with a login to register for using Blog Talk Radio, you may just want to do that. You don't have to. You can sign in as a guest. You can sign in with your Twitter name or your Facebook name. But if you do it with your own name and start up an account, it'll show the right times for you, and it'll send out email reminders when a new episode's coming up. So I think you might enjoy going ahead and getting signed up. A couple people have told me they've tried to sign up right as the show is starting, and it can take a little bit. So if you're not doing anything now, you may want to go ahead and register if you hadn't. And make sure that when you do, you follow the Trendlebed Tales show. I hope that you have enjoyed visiting with us today and kind of doing a roundup. And it looks like June is going to be even busier than May was. So I hope that I can catch you then, and hopefully we'll be able to do the roundup a little earlier in the month. But thank you very much, and have a great day.